Good evening, and welcome to Wind Down Wiki, a bedtime podcast. I'm Savannah, and I feel like the stars have aligned for this episode to be created. So first, my one friend, I asked her what she said, what she thought I should do next for the podcast, and she suggested this. And then next, I actually got an email from one of you, which really inspired me to record again. I know it's been a while, so thank you. And you also requested this. And then my brother-in-law visited, and he brought me my copy of this. So it was just like, everything is telling me that this episode is about Harvest Moon. Yay! So I thought to kick us off, I would read the back of Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life for the Nintendo GameCube. This was the first Harvest Moon that I had, and I am so excited to play it. I haven't gotten to play it before this episode, but you can bet your bottom dollar that I'm gonna go play it right after. So, the back says, "The biggest harvest ever. Farming lasts a lifetime in Forget-Me-Not Valley, a coastal village where you cultivate friendships and raise a family among crops and livestock. Make important choices as you marry, start a family, grow produce, and guide your offspring through life's most challenging chapters. What sort of life will you live?" And then it lists the farming features. Find, choose, and charm potential brides for marriage. Is that a farming feature? Next is, the friends you keep influence your child's career and future. Care for cows, chickens, sheep, and more. My favorite was always having a cow, because as a kid I was obsessed with cows. My whole bedroom had like, I don't even know, probably 50 cow stuffed animals. And this is kind of an aside, but where we live, there's a lot of cows. So one day, because my mom knew I loved cows so much, she pulled over to this random farm in the middle of who knows where. And she just asked the farmer if I could like go pet a cow because I loved cows. And he said, sure. And so I went over and I got to like pet a cow's nose. And the cow tried to eat my dress, and it was one of the best days ever. So, back to the farming features. You can cultivate your own seed varietals into the best produce available. You can weather realistic environmental effects through multiple years. And you can link up to Harvest Moon Friends of Mineral Town on the Game Boy Advance. And this is exclusively for Nintendo GameCube. Whoa! It makes me so nostalgic to look at it. So that is Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life. I keep wanting to say It's a Wonderful Life. Because it is. No. I mean, yes, but because the movie. So to start, continue, I have a few wiki pages lined up. I thought we could also look at the wiki page for Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life. But first, let's get a little background on Harvest Moon. Let's just get an overview. If you've never played Harvest Moon, let's learn everything there is to know about Harvest Moon on Wikipedia. Harvest Moon, parentheses, video game, not the actual Moon event. So, Harvest Moon, or Bokujo Monogatari, literally farm story. How wild would that have been if they just called it Farm Story? Would you have picked it up? I would have, because it has cute little chibi anime characters on it. So, heck yeah, I would buy Farm Story. Farm Story, Harvest Moon, Bokujo Monogatari, is a farm simulation role-playing game developed by Amcus for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, the SNES. The game was first released in Japan in 1996, in North America in 1997, and in Europe in 1998. The European version shipped with language localizations for Germany and France. It is the first game in the long-running Story of Seasons series, previously known as Harvest Moon in Western territories. This game has been re-released on the Satellaview, Nintendo 3DS, Wii, and Wii U. Actually, on that note, I'm gonna hop over to the Harvest Moon official fandom.com wiki, because they had a little aside about the name change in North America, which I never knew about, so I want to share that with you. So on the HarvestMoonFandom.com wiki, it says franchise history, and one of the most frequent questions we get is the change from Harvest Moon to Story of Seasons. Although both titles still exist, fans have noticed that Story of Seasons continues on with a lot of traditional Harvest Moon gameplay and artwork. Newer Harvest Moon titles, however, have taken a different direction entirely. Natsume, for years, has been localizing Bokujo Monogatari, or Harvest Moon, and publishing the games that we all know and love. However, recently, Natsume's right to localize these games expired. Natsume kept the trademark of the name of Harvest Moon and started to make new games in the series that were different from the original publisher. The original publisher was Marvelous. These games include Harvest Moon The Lost Valley, Harvest Moon Seeds of Memories, Harvest Moon Skytree Village, Harvest Moon Light of Hope, and Harvest Moon One World. Because Marvelous was no longer allowed to utilize the name of Harvest Moon, the current and future games of the Bokujo Monogatari series have changed to the new title Story of Seasons outside of Japan, and is the true continuation of the original Harvest Moon series. So I didn't know that, because the only one that I've played is the Harvest Moon for the GameCube. However, I do remember when I would go to GameStop as a kid, I saw some of the Story of Seasons Harvest Moon games. And I remember thinking, what is that? That looks like a knockoff. I'm not gonna buy that. But in reality, Story of Seasons is the actual continuation of Harvest Moon. They just didn't have the rights to the name Harvest Moon anymore. So that's really interesting. I hope you find that interesting too. Okay, so that was just my little aside on the Harvest Moon wiki. So let's check out the Harvest Moon Wikipedia page. Harvest Moon, we already read the beginning, is Farm Story. Got it. All right, let's move into the gameplay section. This game follows a young man charged with maintaining the farm he inherits from his grandfather. The primary objective is to restore and maintain a farm that has fallen into disrepair. The player decides on how to allocate time between daily tasks, such as clearing land, planting crops, selling harvests, raising livestock, attending festivals, building relationships with villagers, and foraging. For vegetables to develop, they must receive water daily. Lack of water does not kill crops, but prevents them from growing. Animals must be fed once a day to keep them producing. While the only care that chickens require is feeding, cows must be continually talked to, brushed, and milked to retain their health. And if untreated, sickness can lead to death. No! I remember in the GameCube one, I would leave my cow outside sometimes, and I'm pretty sure you're supposed to bring the cow back into the farm at night, So my cow would get sick a lot because he'd be cold and he'd be outside in the rain. I'm so sorry, cow. When I play Harvest Moon again, I'm going to redeem myself and I'm gonna take the best care of my cow ever. Continuing on, chickens may die if left outside, where they can be blown away into a storm or eaten by dogs. What? I do not remember this. Huh. Maybe I didn't have chickens because I was so into cows, but that seems unlikely because I feel like you probably gotta have chickens on a farm. After dark, the only businesses in town that the player can access, only business in town the player can access is the bar, where a number of non-player characters get together to drink and talk. Another memory of me playing Harvest Moon as a child. I think I didn't know how to play this game. Like reading this wiki, it says to like water your crops every day and like do everything every day or like once a day. I don't know if I did that. And where was that? Oh, right. Okay, that was on the actual that was on the actual game case that I have. It says the people that you hang out with influence your child's career and future. And I remember I like got married, had a baby, and then I just thought that was the end of the game because it took me so long to get to that point in the game. I was like, "Whew, I did it. I have a kid. I'm done." And then I don't think anything happened after that. So I guess I'll fill you in later. I wonder what my child's future profession will be. I didn't know they could grow up. I'm pretty sure he was just like a little toddler thing running around. If you played Harvest Moon as a kid, like, did you have a similar experience as me? Because, like, I feel like I was just this way with all video games. I never knew what I was doing. I just had fun, like, running around and, like, not progressing the game at all. So it made video games feel really long. So, onto the wiki. Release. The game was released. Release! If you've seen Cardcaptor. Anyways. The game was released on August 9th in 1996 in Japan for the Super Famicom. It was released in North America in 1997 and Europe in 1998. According to Natsume Adam Fitch, the game sold a decent amount for that time. In the localized North American version, all references to alcohol are changed to juice, even though anyone who drinks said juice clearly becomes intoxicated. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I keep having little stories to tell, but I just have to tell you guys about this episode of Digimon that I just watched. Me and my husband are watching Digimon Tamers. And in that episode, some of the Digimon were making like giant vats of sake, which is pretty obvious if you've ever seen what making sake looks like. One of the girls in the show was like, it smells like milkshakes." And they're like, "Yes, we're making lots of milkshakes to appease our master." And then later in the episode, like he drinks too many milkshakes and he gets tired. So, kind of the same thing going on here. Although, on top of that, there's a Digimon that gets injured, and they end up pouring quote unquote milkshakes on his wounds to help sterilize them. So, that was a little bit questionable. Anyways, I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna continue reading this. No interruptions. We're gonna get through release. No Savannah stories. While many elements of the game were westernized for its American release, some Japanese cultural elements remained. For example, townspeople sometimes discuss the church and its religion in Shinto terms, such as referring to the existence of both a god of the harvest and a god of business. In the New Day cinematic sequences, the character eats an onigiri, a traditional Japanese food item. The news anchor on the TV in the game bows to the audience in a welcoming manner, which is uncommon in Western countries. Satellaview version. BS Bokujo Monogatari was an episodically released Uda or Gaiden version of the original Harvest Moon, consisting of 4 unique episodes on the Satellaview. Each episode had to be downloaded by players from ST Gaiga, a Nico Nico ranch on the BSX cartridge, during a specified broadcast week and during a specified time window. It featured sound link narration, aka a radio drama style streaming voice data intended to guide players through the game and give helpful hints and advice. Due to the nature of sound link broadcasts, these games were only broadcast to players between 6 and 6:50 p.m. on broadcast dates. The game was never released outside of Japan, and as with all other Satellaview titles, it has never been re-released as a standalone title. Online, Satellaview emulation enthusiasts refer to the game unofficially as BS Makiba Monogatari. A single rerun of the broadcast was conducted in the same weekly format from November 4, 1996 to November 30, 1996 at 5 to 5:50 p.m. The BSX download location changed to Bagubotamiya Temple. The episodes were known as First Time Outdoor Life, or in Japanese, Hajimete Outdoor Life, woo! Released on September 2nd, 1996. The second episode was called Fruitful Land and Mind, or Daichi to Kokoro no Aifuru Minori. Daichi to Kokoro ni Afureru Minori. Released on September 9th, 1996. Third episode, We Are All Alive. Bokuro wa mina ikiteiru. Released on September 16th, 1996. And finally, the last episode was Aim for Ranch Master. Whoa! Bokujo Master o mezasa. Mezase. Moi kai. Bokujo Master o mezase. How was that? I tried. That one was released on September 23rd, 1996. Whew! Alright, give myself a pat on the back. I read through the release section. Alright, and oh, I actually skipped this because it was one sentence. So, next I'm going to read the development section, which is one sentence. Here we go. Yasuhiro Wada was a producer for the game, and the last game he worked on was Magical Poppin. What is Magical Poppin'? Maybe we can read about Magical Poppin' later. Magical Poppin' is a side-scrolling action platform video game. Whoa. It looks very cute. I'm gonna save that for next time. But I also kind of wanted to know... what the Satellaview is. This says the Satellaview is a satellite modern peripheral produced by Nintendo for the Super Famicom in 1995. It allowed players to download games, magazines, and other content through satellite broadcast. Ooh. Japan, why are you so cool? Downloading video games through satellite? That's awesome. Maybe I'll read about that later. Alright, if you feel so inclined, email me if you would rather hear an episode about Magical Poppin' or a magical episode about the Satellaview. Let me know. I might just end up doing one of them, but let me know. I value your opinion. Alright, finally, on the Harvest Moon Wiki, we have the reception of the game, which is an award-winning 100% from me. But let's see what the wiki has to say. The game received mainly positive reviews and has a game ranking standing of 73%. Crispin Boyer remarked in Electronic... remarked? Crispin Boyer got a little bit distracted by that very interesting name. He remarked in Electronic Gaming Monthly, an RPG about farming. Talk about a hard sell. But this epic adventure in agriculture is as fun as it is original. Thanks, Crispin. I totally agree. He and the other three members of the EGM review team praised the game's original concept and the numerous interesting tasks the player must juggle. For the release of Harvest Moon on the Wii's Virtual Console, IGN rated the game 8.5, praising the game's still gorgeous 16-bit graphics and addictive gameplay. Yes! Go Harvest Moon! Or Story of Seasons! Or Bokujo Monogatari! Yeah! Alright. Now, the highlight. The moment that everyone has been staying awake for, that I hope you have not, and I hope you have fallen asleep. We are going to read the Harvest Moon wiki page for Harvest Moon Wonderful Life. Get psyched. I have to Google it again. I accidentally closed it. Oh, there you go. There's your Seinfeld transition to the wiki page. Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life, or Bokujo Monogatari, Wonderful Life, yeah! Literally, Ranch Story, Wonderful Life. Oh, they translated Bokujo, as Ranch Story. I'm gonna give you the full inside scoop, legit translation. Not really, I'm just gonna look it up for myself because I wanna know what this dictionary says. The dictionary I use is like, that word's not real. No, it's real, I swear. Bokujo. Farm. Stock farm. Ranch. It can be any of those. It can also mean pasture, meadow, grazing land. Anata no bokujo wa nani e ka arimasu ka? How many acres is your farm? Wow! Anyways. This game, that one, the one with the bokujo. Bokujo. With a double O, bokujo. This is the first title in the Harvest Moon series to be released for the Nintendo GameCube. A Wonderful Life features new characters and bachelorettes, as well as an entirely new town. It is the only Harvest Moon game in the series to date where people visibly age around you. Your child grows into an adult? What? And the main player can die. Why? The game offers connectivity with the Game Boy Advance game Harvest Moon: Friends of Mineral Town. All right, guys, I definitely did not beat this game because my child never grew up. What? Oh, okay. Back to the GameCube drawing board, I guess, which I'm going to be playing on a Wii. All right, I'm gonna beat it. I promise, but maybe not, cause I have a short attention span. Next paragraph. An updated version called A Wonderful Life was released in Japan for the PlayStation 2 on November 2004. The English language version called Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life Special Edition was released in late 2005. While very similar to the original version of A Wonderful Life, some extra items and events were added in addition to an updated soundtrack. The most notable changes were the ability to have a daughter and marry Lamina, a character players could not marry in A Wonderful Life. Plot. There's a quote to start off the plot section. He wasn't unhappy, but he didn't seem to have a direction in life. One day I went to see him. I told him about the farm you left to him. Your son didn't seem to know much about farming, but he was willing to give it a try. So I brought him to Forget Me Not Valley. True to its name, this is the first Harvest Moon game that progresses through the main character's entire adult life, from young adulthood to old age. However, numerous years are skipped as the game is progressed. NPCs in the game, including the main character's son and wife, also grow older as time passes. The game takes place in a new setting for the Harvest Moon series, a small village called Forget Me Not Valley, populated by entirely new characters. The basic plot is familiar from several previous Harvest Moon games. The main character, a young man, inherits a somewhat rundown farm in Forget Me Not Valley. Unlike most games, however, the game features a variety of chapters. There's the protagonist, Mark, the three bachelorettes, Nami, Celia, and Muffy. So, Mark is just your typical protag boy character, but he's got a pitchfork. He's got some kind of spiky-ish brown hair, he's got brown eyes, he has a little farmer bandana around his neck, white shirt with the sleeves rolled up because he's ready to work, and he has jeans and some big old stompy 90s feet with giant boots. Then for the bachelorettes, the first bachelorette number one, we have Nami. She's the cool girl. I don't remember where she lives or what she does, but she has some like super side parted short red hair. She's looking at you like, huh, I don't have time for you. She's kind of cold looking. She has a vest on. Looks like a denim vest. And she has like a knapsack slung over her shoulder like, oh, I got places to be. I'm drifting around. She's got white shorts and she looks like she has blue chucks on. So that's Nami. She sounds pretty cool. Next is Celia. This was my wife in the game. Celia is the down-to-earth character. I believe this game taught me the phrase down-to-earth. But, so, her color scheme is brown on brown, on green on brown. She is another farmer, I believe. She has a cute little bandana handkerchief on her head, tied around her long brown hair that goes to about mid-arm. She has long, poofy sleeve green shirt on and a long gray skirt with some brown loafers and a cute little plaid apron on top. Love it. And she's got a hoge in the middle, that little boingy piece of hair. She's like, doing. Celia, ladies and gentlemen. And finally, bachelorette number three is Muffy. So Muffy, she looks like the rich girl. I think that was the name of the rich girl in Arthur. Arthur the Aardvark. But anyways, Muffy here, she's a girly girl. She's got blonde hair with little curly curls at the end. Girly girl, curly girl. She has a black headband, green eyes, a little white cardigan, and then she has this like BAM red dress on with like little itty bitty flats because she's so dainty, but she's also kind of like wah in your face. Did that paint a clear picture for you? I hope so. I think that her dad owns the bar in town, so she like serves people at the bar. I don't know, something like that. She's pretty cool. Which girl does which one are you interested in? It was always Celia for me. I think it's still Celia. She's just super cute. And like, I remember you could give them gifts and stuff. And I would like go give her flowers, and it made me happy. This is like a precursor visual novel. All right, on to the next section. Oh my gosh. Okay, there's even a little bit of like descriptions for the characters, but that's a little bit further down, so. Those descriptions will probably be better than my descriptions, so stay tuned. Gameplay. You can, these are bulleted things you can do, grow a variety of crops, which include vegetables, fruits, and trees. There's also the option to use crop fusions and create hybrid crops. You can raise a variety of livestock, which includes chickens, ducks, cows, and sheep. The player also gets a free horse from Takuda and can buy a goat from Van. Cows come in a variety of different colors and produce different milk. So I did get the horse in the game because I remember when you get the horse, the coolest part of the horse is that when you walk on different types of land, he has different clip-clops. So when you walk on the dirt, it's like but then when you walk on the like cobblestone in the town, it's like mind-blowing. Play the game just to get the horse. You can add on to your farm by adding additional buildings and machines such as the seed maker. You can go fishing, mining, and forage items in the valley. There are unique mini-games only available in A Wonderful Life. You can befriend a variety of villagers. You'll be able to get unique tools and items from certain villagers, which are not available via any other means. Villagers will grow and change as the years go on. You can get married and have a son and see him grow. Your interests and friendships will shape his future career choices. Marriage. As in other Harvest Moon games, courtship in A Wonderful Life consists mainly of talking to the desired girl and bringing her gifts that she likes every day. The player can propose marriage by offering one of the girls a blue feather, although she will only accept it after the player has convinced her to fall in love with the main character. If the main character is not engaged by the end of the first year in the game, either Celia, Muffy, or Nami will spontaneously propose to him, depending on who has developed the most affection. If none of them like the player, then Celia will propose by default. If he refuses the proposal, the game ends. Oh my gosh, what a message. If you don't get married, your life is over. Not true. Don't listen to Harvest Moon. You can also date other people. You don't have to date only three girls. You can date whoever. But yeah, now reading that, maybe Celia, I didn't get her to fall in love with me. It just defaulted to giving me Celia as my wife. And that makes me sad. If the main character does marry at the end of the first year, the game continues to follow his married life. But sometimes, if you fail in your married life, you will divorce or split up with your wife and the game ends. Oh my goodness! Who knew Harvest Moon was full of so much drama? Alright, here are the official wiki descriptions of the Bachelorettes, so let's find out which one's better. Me or the wiki page? Celia, my waifu, is the youngest and most traditional of the three girls. She lives and works on a vegetable farm just outside of town. Because she is usually easy to find, and most of her favorite gifts are easily obtained, Celia is the easiest of the three girls to successfully court. Reasons why Celia was my wife. Next is Muffy. She's a barmaid who works in town. She recently moved to Forget-Me-Not Valley from the big city and has some difficulty adjusting to country life. All right, so I did remember she works at the bar. The third bride is Nami, and she is the least conventional of the three. She can often seem rude and distant, even when she is in love with the player character. Her attitude, her unpredictable schedule, and her unusual taste in gifts makes Nami the most difficult to woo of the three girls. If the player character marries Celia or Muffy, Nami leaves after the first year, only to return in the second chapter. All right, okay. Maybe I'll have to go after Nami then. She's like, Tsundere. She's like, I don't like you. I do my own thing. I'm like, that's cool, girl, but I love you. I wanna build you a farm, and we're gonna have cows. All only cows. No, but my heart only beats for Celia, so. Children. This is the first Harvest Moon game in which the player character can not only have a child after marriage, but can raise the child to adulthood. Each possible wife has a different son, who will always end up looking similar to said wife, and has a unique set of interests and talents. However, the player can influence the child's developing personality by taking him places, introducing him to people, and giving him gifts related to various fields. At the end of the game, the now adult son will choose one of the six possible careers, and he can develop a crush on Kate or Lumina. Lumina? Lumina. Let's go with that. Lumina. If he becomes a farmer or a rancher, he will take over the family farm. If the main character becomes good friends with Daryl, the scientist, the son has a higher chance of becoming a scholar or a scientist. If Wally becomes good friends with the main character, the son has a good chance of becoming an athlete. And so on, with many of the other characters like the artist who lives in the trailer and the guitarist who lives in the hut. Oh, that makes me so sad that the artist lives in a trailer and the guitarist lives in a hut. What the heck? All right, so here are what the three sons are like according to who the mom is. So, Celia's son is most interested in plants and animals, and his strengths lie in these areas as well. He also seems generally happier than the other two, having an easier time in his teenage years. By chapter 3, strangely, he has a much lighter shade of brown hair than Celia or the main character, but he still has Celia's gray eyes. Muffy's son is the most inclined to grow up to become an athlete. He is the most mischievous and outgoing of the three children, making him somewhat more trouble to raise. He seems to be depressed as a teenager, but is cheerful as an adult. Nami's son is talented at every possible field except athletics. However, he at first has no interest in anything besides art and farming. He is very quiet and well-behaved compared to the other two, but he sometimes seems very depressed, especially as a teenager and adult. Oh no. The main character can only have one child, and the child is always male. Harvest Moon: A Wonderful Life Special Edition includes the possibility of having a daughter. Next section is connectivity. If the player connects a Game Boy Advance with Harvest Moon: Friends of Mineral Town to the GameCube while playing A Wonderful Life, the two games can exchange information. Initiating the connection requires going to the mountain path next to the vegetable farm where Celia lives in A Wonderful Life, and throwing an offering to the Harvest Goddess Pond in Friends of Mineral Town. NPCs in Forget-Me-Not Valley will begin to make comments about events in Mineral Town, and vice versa. In addition, some NPCs will make periodic trips to Mineral Town, returning with new items to sell or hints for the player. Even without connecting the games, the Harvest Sprites in A Wonderful Life occasionally visit players in Friends of Mineral Town. So this is another thing as a kid that I didn't know what it was for because I was playing it like, I don't know, in elementary school. So I never had the Game Boy Advance game, but I would go over to that section where they had the pond and it would ask you if you want to throw in an offering. And I was like, yeah, sure. I'll throw something in. And then it would be like, we can't find Game Boy Advance. And I'm like, oh well, I threw in an offering, so it must do something. It's really funny looking back on it. Also, it's been helpful to read this Wikipedia page or this fandom page before I actually play the game since it had some tips. So yeah, that is everything for Harvest Moon for tonight. If there's another Harvest Moon game that you like, I'd be happy to read it for you. Or if you want me to read about the Satellitopia, I don't remember what it was called. Statopia? Spackinopita, whatever those spinach pies are. Anywho. I hope that the harvest moon is beautiful and bright in the sky tonight, but not too bright, and also maybe not too harvesty, because who knows what time of year it is. But there's a moon up there, and it's beautiful, and it's sparkly and twinkly and shining down on you. So you'll have a beautiful sleep tonight. You can dream about cows, beautiful cows, that you bring back into the farm at night, and they're nice and cozy in their little hay stall. Give them a little blanket, give them a little pat on the head, and you give them a kiss. I love you, cow. Stay healthy, be warm, and sleep well. Thanks for listening to Wind Down Wiki, a bedtime podcast. I'm Savannah, and I hope you have sweet dreams. If you would like to hear a certain episode, please email me at winddownwiki@gmail.com. And I hope to catch you next time. Sweet dreams! Thank you.